B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to C.G. Giant. C.G. Giant.
What's going on, eh? I don't got too much for you today, dude. I'm feeling kind of crappy today, honestly.
Right, C.G. Giant, what's the matter?
Got a lot going on. It's like, I'm trying to keep myself together here. It was my mother's passing a couple days ago.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I wasn't like this when I first called, dude. It just did a lot of things. I don't want to bring you down, dude.
Listen, that's what we're here for, man. We try to keep each other keep all of us sane.
Well, funny you said that. I did want to touch on that because you know, how you brought up you like to be transported to another place when you're watching a show. Like, you brought that up, like, way, a little earlier in the show.
Right.
And it's just like, for me personally, dude, I know how I am. I tweet a lot. I email. I call a lot. I'm crazy. I know that. But calling into you guys is taking me to a place that I do know. It gives me some type of normalcy and sanity because, dude, during the workday, it keeps my mind focused. It's just like, with everything going on, and I have my daughter, it's scary, man.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I hear you, bro. I know.
I'm starting,
man,
to get emotional, dude, and that's more along the lines of other issues with my, you know.
Dude, listen, we all go through
it. I didn't plan for the call to be like this, dude.
Listen, Danny, don't worry about it, buddy. Listen, that's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody has these days, and you suffered a very, very horrible loss. So
it's been 13 years, and I still can feel that. It's crazy. And that I know, believe me, and I know who I am. I know I tweet 700 times. I know I send you 900 emails. I just tell I am, dude. I don't care if you respond. It doesn't make a difference to me.
You got to be careful. You have to understand. I get a zillion of them, and
that's what I'm saying.
Between my kids and all,
I know you're busy, dude. I call you every day because I like you, dude. I don't expect you to answer every one of my emails. It's just a release. It gives me somebody to talk to, you know, like to get a different perception.
I understand, brother. Listen, you don't have to ever apologize. All right. Listen, you. This is why we're all of our audience. I always view the show as, again, a big bar, a big family. We all are getting together and hanging out and doing what we're doing. Coffee shop, whatever way you want to put it, at some gathering, park. And
you make it feel that way, dude.
That's
really
how it should be, man. That's how it should be.
It's just like, I'm going to talk to my wife, and like, I really want to do the San Francisco trip as long as it don't get canceled. You know, just, I miss this stuff, dude.
I know, buddy.
Sorry to bring the show down, dude.
No, not at all. Listen, we're here for you.
I'll see you next week. I'll call you on Monday, and I'll be a lot better.
You hang in there, man, all right?
I will.
Please, do not worry about that.
Yep. Oh, wait, that's why I'm not watching the holiday thing. I'm over-emotional. And for your Shore, you got to get your Shore correspondent to call me. So that was another thing that was on the mind.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. It's tough, man. Listen, we all going through this sort of thing. All right? We're all doing that. I understand. Please. I understand all this stuff. I mean, it's a tough time. You know, and look, we're all affected by this pandemic in a certain way, right? Like, we're all, you know, having, whether it's financially, whether it's personally with a loved one, or whether it's being stir crazy. I mean, you know, it's affecting all of us. So don't ever apologize for feeling down or whatever. That's just a part of it. We use sports to communicate to one another. We use sports to be able to talk to each other and also to make us feel better. Take our mind off of our troubles. It's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. All right, Tunis, you have to answer the, here are the five, and I want people to take the five this hour. You ready?
Yes.
Best, worst encounter with a celebrity. Now, you had one.
Yes. Yeah, if people missed
Mitch
it.
Mitch Williams.
It was Mitch Williams after an Atlantic City surf game. My dad told me to, you know, we saw him in the parking lot because they don't have a player's lot. Go get Mitch's autograph. And based on a baseball card that I had of his growing up, it said on the back, pitched in the All-Star game of whatever year. And I also know that he, you know, played in the World Series. But I got the stories mixed up, and I asked Mitch Williams to his face, looking in his eyes, weren't you the guy that gave up the game-winning home run in the All-Star game? And his response was, it was the World Series, kid.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Yeah.
My bad.
That's a tough one, brother. That's a tough one, brother. Yeah, that's tough. Question number two of the five. Your top moments. Like, so I need your do's and don'ts. A friend of mine is asking for Shore advice. He moved to the area. He's like, what's up with this Shore? I don't understand. Well, tell me, what do I got to do? Where do I need to go? Give me some do's and don'ts so I don't look like a dope.
Yeah, I mean, don't feed the seagulls or you'll literally be hated by everyone around you. So that to me is... to me, it's number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't, you know. And as Tyrone walks in, I remember of our conversation from a week ago about watch your kids. Does he have kids, your buddy?
You know what? Yes, he does.
Just watch your kids. You know, I have been hit with the sand via the shovel multiple times. It happened last summer. Like, I still remember. And the guy just looked at, oh, Timmy, stop. And then Timmy did it again. And then I just look back at the parent. I'm not going to yell at the kid. He's not my kid. So I look at the parent. The parent's, you know, just enjoying their day on the beach. And I get it. You're trying to get away. But, you know, just watch your kid a little bit so they're not ruining somebody else's day.
Yeah, but you know what, though, dude? Yeah, you're right. I can't.
Oh, listen. I mean, I don't have kids.
Like, here's the other thing, too, though. And this is someone, like, you got kids, right? They're going to do things that are going to annoy other people. Like, they're going to pick up their towel or something, and then sand's going to blow in the wind over people.
Yeah, but it wasn't the little pebbles. It was, he was shovel.
And they're going to look at you like, yo, dude, I'm going to go, he's five.
I get that.
I can't control everything he does.
How about, because there was nobody behind the family, say, hey, why don't you dig here?
But you non-kid people... you know, are very judgmental.
No, I try to be fair.
I try to be fair. Listen, you're judgmental peeps, man.
I would tell my kid, hey, look out. You don't want to throw sand on the person that's enjoying their day.
You know, I think you're judgmental.
I don't know.
I think you are. A little bit judgmental.
The other thing is find a good spot by the water because it's going to get hot during the day. And by the water is the coolest.
I agree with it.
You know.
It's the same way in a plane. All right, you got a baby or a toddler.
I don't complain about the baby
and the
crying.
Toddler cries or the baby cries, and right away people turn around with the looks.
Yeah, and I feel bad for the baby because
you know what?
The baby has no idea what's going on.
Like I almost lost it one time. The little aunt was on a plane; was just born. Can't believe he's 10 now. And he's on a port on a plane. And you know these ladies, she had to be like in her, you know, 50s, 60s or whatever. She had that look, that like school principal, school marm, that, you know, a little bit of toity-toity tight ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, I got
that
you.
Kind of woman,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And she turned around with a look. And I'm going. And it, like, all right, first time I ignore it. Second time I ignore it. The third time, I told her, put your head straight ahead, lady. All right? I don't want to see your freaking face. All right? You should know better. You're a stinking lady. You should know that if you have a baby, babies cry. What do you want? You can't make a baby stop crying. So I don't want to see your stinking face. Ugh. Think about it now. It's not getting me angry.
Yeah, I would hate that. I mean, I remember.
She was a man, I would have clocked her.
Right. When we were coming back from our honeymoon, we had to do the layover in Miami. And there was actually, it was crazy. The same family that was on the plane ride, because we went Philly to Miami to St. Lucia and then back St. Lucia, Miami to Philly. The same family was on our trip both times. Philly to Miami and then Miami back to Philly. And they had a kid, and you know, both times the kid's crying, and I'm like, you know, I saw people getting upset, and I go, the baby's ears popping just like yours when we're landing, but they don't know what's going on. They don't know that just chew a piece of gum, right? Like their ears hurt, so they're crying. It's a baby.
Yeah.
So I don't get upset about the baby on the airplane. When I see the baby on the airplane, come on, do I go, okay, here we go? Yeah, of course I say that. But, like, I'm not getting angry.
Yeah.
They got a place to go, and they have a child. Yeah. Let them go.
You don't
know why they're traveling. They could be going for a funeral, and they want to bring the grandchild. You know. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's tough. But I just, it drives me insane. You understand that, right? Anyway, question number three. This is the Doc Halliday, the train wreck of an athlete that you went, oh man, you really have a lot of empathy towards, like that story, because that's not a news story. Question number four is, and nobody's answered this, including you. You get to live in TV town.
Yeah, I have an answer.
Oh, you said Ozarks, right?
Well, yeah, that was one. The other one.
You can live in a TV town. It could be a fictional town. It could be an animated thing. It could be whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of fictional. Oh, I didn't know I could go animated. Not that I can't really think of an animated one. But I'm a loser. I don't know why, but the Andy Griffith Show was always on my house when I was a kid. TV Land, Andy Griffith Show, Mayberry.
Yes.
I would go to Mayberry.
Oh, my God.
Get a nice pop on the corner.
I could totally see you. You know what's funny? That's our main difference. You're happy in Mayberry.
Yes.
I would slip my wrist in Mayberry. Yes.
I could do Mayberry.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Probably warm out, you know.
You would... Drinking lemonade?
Yeah. Yes.
Aunt May? I never watched the show. I didn't like the show.
I just liked the whistle in the beginning. A little too.
Right. No, I get you.
The kid's going out there fishing.
I totally see you in the what do they call it? The fishing hole? Or whatever. Yeah, I could totally see you out there.
Yeah. Go fish in a pond.
I could totally hear that. Totally.
Seems like a nice town.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't want to be living there.
I'd probably get bored in about two days.
I would die.
But, you know.
There's bugs.
There's probably a lot of bugs.
But there's no good food. You can't get it. Listen, I hate to say it, but, you know, I'm a little spoiled with I like my cosmopolitan things. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yes.
I got my Fever Tree tonic, right, from Sicily.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. It's my little pleasure in life.
I drink Aunt May's homemade lemonade.
I'm out on that. Like, I want my Fever Tree tonic for my gin. They don't have that stuff. You know, I can't go get the prosciutto.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you'd have to go walk to Don Knox at the police station.
Yeah, I'm out on that town, man. You know. I'm out of there. The only people in Mayberry from my descent are in the witness protection program.
Right. That's awesome.
And then the fifth question of the Friday Five is, give me, because Nick Foles had a cult following.
Yes.
Give me the athlete, preferably Philadelphia athlete who had a cult following.
Yeah, there's a couple.
You gave me Covington.
Yes.
They're brilliant.
That's a one seed.
Actually, brilliant.
But I'll give you another one. And it's because I think of all those groups that sat in the upper decks at Veterans Stadium and Citizens Bank Park. The top group was the Wolfpack. So Randy Wolf, it was not a big cult following, but Randy Wolf had a cult following.
Yeah.
You had your Padillas, Fatias, and all those guys, but the Wolfpack was the biggest one.
I agreed. Yes, that's a great answer. Wolfpack.
And it was the best one. Like Howard's, they just wore Homer Simpson's, Howard's Homers. They wore their Homer Simpson's masks. Like, but the Wolfpack, come on, they're wearing the Wolf. They're doing the K out, you know, they're doing the strikeout in the outfield.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great one, man.
Yeah, Jim Wolf, the umpire.
Yeah. No, that's a great answer. Great answer. All right, who do we got on the line?
Derek wants to talk about the Friday Five.
Derek, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. D, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. What's going on with you?
So I didn't really want to talk about the Friday Five, but I have a celebrity that I ran into, like an incident. I just want to tell the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when I was real little, probably about when I was 7 years old, I'm 24 now, I was the biggest AI fan. And note, I say I was the biggest AI fan. So there was a game one time down at Wachovia Center. My father took me, went to the game and everything. We got done, went to my aunt's house, lives down there, and then ended up staying a little bit, went to McDonald's, right?
Right.
So and this was the McDonald's at, like, Oregon and Front Street.
Yeah,
so,
I know exactly where it is, yep.
Yeah, so we go, me and my dad, we ended up stopping there. We go in and everything, and we order our food, and I'm wearing an Allen Iverson shirt, Allen Iverson jersey. I got the headband on, the wristbands on. I'm, like, fully decked out, right? So get our food, come outside. I see, like, a bunch of guys sitting on the front, like, on the front curb, and I see Allen Iverson sitting there on the curb, cheeseburger, and I was the biggest fan ever. So I go up to my dad's my dad's telling me, he's like, go up to him. He's like, ask him for your order.
Right.
So I go up. I say, I'm like shaking. I'm like, oh my god, Mr. Iverson, can I have your autograph? And I had the marker there and everything. And he turns around. And he gives me like a over the shoulder look, and he gives me a glare. He goes, kid, can't you see I'm eating an effing cheeseburger? And I walked away crying, and I think that night we went home, and I think my dad burned his jersey.
Yeah, you know.
Just one of the
AI.
You know, one of those
AI things. Was not great individually.
Yeah.
Like the list of horror stories of AI meeting young kids. I had more people tell me AI stories. Listen, AI is one of the dudes you didn't want to encounter. Like,
like
you want to love
street,
him from afar, man. Because he don't care. He really didn't care about you. You know what I'm saying?
There's some guys
who would fake it. AI, AI don't care about you.
Yeah, can I ask you something? Now, what would you have done if you were, you know, in that situation with your kid and everything?
Well, first, I would not have said for you to go up to him.
Yeah, you would have told your kid not to go up to him?
Yeah, I would have said, oh, that's great, Dad, he's eating, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it because, well, first of all, I know that he's a creep. So,
yeah, you know stigma, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know the guy,
And
I got a buddy of mine. Listen, you know, some guys handle it better than other guys. Some guys aren't, you know, there's a reason why, you know, he just wasn't a people guy, right?
Yeah, like,
he wasn't
that guy. I just wanted to tell you that story.
It's a great story. I'll tell you a great story, right?
So
I was real close with Pat Croce, right? And so we were going to Boston on the Sixers plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and I got a buddy of mine, Ace, right? Now, Ace is this South Philly guy. And Pat and Ace were close, too. So, and Ace had never been on an airplane before, other than a private jet, right? So, Ace loved Iverson. Ace buys Iverson a Yankee hat to give to him, because he knew we liked to wear the Yankee hats. Ace buys him a beautiful hat. So, we get on a plane, Ace gives Iverson a hat. Yo, hey, bub. Here's the hat, right? And AI looks, grabs it, looks at it, and goes, man, why didn't you get me a fitted hat, Lee? Why didn't you get me fitted, Lee? And he threw it back at him. And that's what it is. Like, if you're going to be an a-hole, you might as well be like a raging a-hole. Like, I respect that. That's the best. Anyway, bro, that's a great story, man.
All right, have a good one, man.
You too, buddy. Take it here. Yeah. I mean, that was Allen. Oh, the stories. They would go, that Allen Iverson. I ran into him. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. He was so nasty. He was so mean. Maybe now he's different. You know, some guys, remember, he was guarded, too. Like, he had his friends around him for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all he had in life was his friends. And so he was very distrustful of strangers. And I understand that. Like, he was young, too. Like, you have to understand one thing. It's one thing if you're a 40-year-old man going, you know, you gotta be nice to people and understand about kids and all that stuff. But it's another thing if you're 23 years old and you don't know anything and you had a tough life. And now all of a sudden, you got more than anything in life. You got everybody wants a piece of you. So there's some extenuating. It doesn't make it right, but there's some extenuating circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. I also found out what you're watching tonight.
What?
So NBC Sports Philadelphia has found full games. It's one thing to do the playback of the 83 finals. They are airing the 83 finals this weekend.
Are they really?
Yep. Game one tonight, 7 o'clock.
Wow. We just did it, too. That's pretty cool.
You in on that? 7 o'clock, same time.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, game one tonight at 7, game two tomorrow at 7, game three Sunday at 4:30, followed by game four Sunday at 7.
Yeah, I'd watch that. I'm in on that. I mean, I watched it on YouTube, so I'd watch it again. I think it's a must see TV. Who we got, Judas?
We have Steel in Ocean City.
Steel, what's up, Steel?
Cuz.
Steel, how you been, Steel?
Lithuanian lover. Now that's a salutation.
That is a salutation.
Hello. Did lover ever make the field of 64 or whatever?
Nah.
Okay, just saying.
How many dudes you call lover?
Not many.
Right.
Just saying.
It's a salutation of men, between men.
Yeah. Well, I call Andrew the Lithuanian lover.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Yeah. And by the way, Anthony, in Mayberry, you're not going to get any of Aunt B's shoe fly pie.
Yeah, I'm out on this. You know that. You know I'm anti shoe fly pie, man. I don't roll with the molasses.
Okay. I would like to take the Friday Five if I could, but my holiday point is I'm all in. I love the man as an athlete as much as I believe you did, and I want to see how it plays out.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How it plays out? Like,
I want to see if, you know, if the wife gets involved, if the Phillies were feeding them pills.
No. That wasn't going on. No.
You don't think?
No.
Okay.
I don't. And by the way, you know what the bottom line is, Steel? It's misery. Like,
I understand.
I'm out on the misery piece.
Anthony,
it's I got the misery and the whole freaking pandemic and all that stuff, but unfortunately, it's life, and I'm just in. So
all right, that's cool.
That's my spin.
You if got I it, my brother. Five, yeah, good. Man. Here you go. Give me your best worst celebrity encounter.
Anthony, back in the day, I worked at Trump Marina, and I came across a couple athletes, and one of them was JR.
And oh, JR! I love JR.
I worked for actually the President of the United States today when he owned the building. Anyhow, I got to talk to this guy. I gave him my address. This guy, we got to just chat, and he said, "Mr. Steele, what are you doing tonight?" I said, "I'm playing poker with a couple of buddies." And he asked for my address. He said, "Where you live?" I gave him my address. The man shows up.
JR shows up to your house?
At my home in Ocean City.
Wow.
Yeah. JR rings the doorbell, and he was playing at the, Flyers. I knew his face, obviously. Saw him at the casino. Yeah. He comes in. He couldn't have been any sweeter.
Let me tell you, I love that guy. I do. I don't know.
He's a man's man. He's a man's man.
He to me is like Charles.
Yeah.
Very similar. Like they have a zest for life. He likes a little rough around the edges. But party guys.
He likes to gamble.
Yes.
He likes to gamble, and he has a little edge in his life. Shall I say?
I hear you, brother. All right, real quick, give. Yeah. My buddy from Chicago, sure advice.
Just tell him, I believe you touched on this, just tell him to take a beach chair at 6 o'clock and put his butt on the sand.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, when everybody goes home, just tell him to soak that in.
All right, give me another story of an athlete that ended tragically that you would that you're curious about.
Didn't end, but I'm going to go Dykstra.
Yes. Well, that's very good. Give me a town in television land that you would like to live.
I heard this before I called in. I'm going to go to, I don't know if it had a name, but wherever George Jetson lived.
Wow. What was that town? That's cool, man.
No, I was, but they had moving sidewalks and they had like air.
Yeah,
they had
the
tubes where you went zippity zippity doo. Yeah. I want to live where George Jetson lived.
All right. That's a good answer. And then finally, give me an athlete who had a cult following.
It's not an athlete, but I'm going to go Harry the K.
All right. Very good.
Listen, have a fantastic weekend, all right?
Thanks, buddy. You too, my man. Great stuff. Yes, it's a very good one, but like Harry was more than just a kind of a cult following. But Harry was legitimate, right? Cult following was more like a guy like that you didn't expect.
I don't remember anyone ever saying I don't like Harry Callis.
Yeah, he wasn't a cult. He was more of the.
He was just everybody loved him.
Right. He was a legitimate.
You could hear, I don't like Robert Covington, but then somebody could get really angry, and because somebody does really love Robert Covington.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Nobody disliked Harry.
Exactly. Good one on the text board. How about that Tim Tebow?
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
Even when he came here just for training camp.
He had a big time cult following. Big time cult following. All right. Oh, geez. Let's take a quick TO. It's Cuz Radio and Tunis. We'll get back to your calls in just a sec. Andrew and Cuz hanging with you on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Great playback today. 56. Ah. Julius, give me a little playback sponsor.
Oh, yeah, of course. Playback brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
All right, beautiful. Let's go to the phone lines. Will in South Jersey. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ant, I can't believe you played what I call the most frustrating Eagle win I've ever watched. And that was that Oakland game. I was in Florida, and at that point, I was a big Chip Kelly fan. And I'll never forget it. I'm looking at this going, okay, third quarter, he's got 7 touchdowns. He's going to break the record, you know, because there's like, what, 5 quarterbacks that have thrown
right.
7 touchdowns. One's Peyton Manning. One's an Eagle, actually, some unknown Eagle guy. But anyway, I was so mad that Chip Kelly pulled Nick Foles out of that game and didn't let him throw, because none of those quarterbacks, none of those other, whatever it was, 5 quarterbacks, whatever it is, none of them were pulled out of a game. Nick Foles is the only guy
was
pulled out of the game on the third quarter. I'm thinking, you're going to break a record that no quarterback ever broke, and you pull him out of a game? Oh, I was so upset. I actually called the station from Florida.
Did you really? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I did. I was so mad. But I just want to say something about Nick Foles, because, you know, Nick Foles, of course, was the quarterback in that game. But you look at all the amazing things that guy has accomplished. I mean, you know, MVP of the Pro Bowl, MVP of the Super Bowl, and gave, of course, Philadelphia their first Super Bowl. The fact that he's in the Hall of Fame, right? 7 touchdowns.
Can I just be like a little, you know, I mean, like, I appreciate where you're headed. But, you know, MVP to Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? He should have even played the Pro Bowl, right? But guys don't play.
Yeah, but come on,
You're going to throw 4 touchdowns that day against that Raiders secondary.
I know, Ant, but still, you know, it's an accomplishment.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? MVP of a Pro Bowl. And that's not the only accomplishment the guy has.
You're right. I mean, you know, he might be, I said this earlier, he could be the best, I think he's the best backup quarterback in the history of the league.
Yeah, and the other thing that, too, keep in mind, I mean, these guys accomplished other things. I won't go on, but I got to say one more. He's also the guy that called the most amazing Philadelphia Eagle play in the history of the Eagles organization, the Philly.
Yeah.
He's the guy that called it. You know, I'm just trying to say, when you look at what this guy has done, I mean, it goes beyond Philadelphia. I mean, what he has done. I mean, it's a pretty amazing career he's had so far. I don't know what he's going to do from this point forward, but I wish the Eagles would have kept him as a backup. I really do. I wish they would have offered him.
Yeah, there's no way in the world you can keep him as a backup. It's the problem, right?
I don't know, Ant. You know, I was thinking, you know, if the Eagles were give him a 5-year deal, $50 million.
You can't spend $50 million on a backup quarterback.
Well, hey, Ants, we might have had a second win. We might have had a second Super Bowl win had him on our team.
When?
So I think it's worth the money.
When?
What's that?
When?
Well, when we lost the playoff game, when we had our backup quarterback come in.
Are you serious? You think that the Eagles last year could have went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You're crazy. They were going to beat San Francisco. Come on.
Come on.
You can't. No, no. I love you, and I appreciate your Nick Foles love. However, you can't spend $50 million in a salary cap league on a backup quarterback. You understand that, right?
Well, actually, if I don't know the money side of it.
Like, you're building a team. You're putting a team together. You can't afford. Like, I'm trying to let you understand. There is no way, unless you wanted Foles over Wentz.
No.
Then you had to say goodbye to
them. They're Batman and Robin, man. You know, it's.
They're two quarterbacks. You're not Batman and Robin. They're two quarterbacks. You can't have it with the same team. You're frustrated.
I think they would.
You can't. Fiscally, you can't. You're not listening. You're not. Hear me.
I'm listening. I got you.
You can't have both guys on the same team and field a competitive team.
Because of the money?
Yes.
$50 million would have.
$10 million a year. Listen, I love you. I don't mean to be short. I love you. Have a great weekend, brother. All right? You're not getting it. I had you all 5 minutes. Should only be 2.5. I tried to make you understand that in a league with a salary cap, you can't have both. You have to choose one or the other. They're not Batman and Robin. One's a starting quarterback. The other one is a backup quarterback.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
It was great to have him on here. Now I realize why I got so aggravated that day at the Grand Cafe L'Aquila.
How's everyone doing?
I'm not paying attention. Like, you can't have him on the team. Like, if you wanted him over Wentz, all right, like, that's your prerogative. I don't, but hey. Like, you know, and I love him. I love, like, our last guy, I love him. But, like, these accolades of, oh, my God, he's the Pro Bowl MVP. I mean, come on. First of all, nobody goes to the Pro Bowl. Nobody plays. He was, like, the fifth choice. They don't play defense. He threw seven. Yeah, you know why? He can't, because he played against a horrible, like a pathetic Raiders defense. I mean, that's all. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from it, but like, don't tell me that he's part in the Red Sea. I know he won the Super Bowl. Hey. And I try. Listen, I'm the one wanting to have an ode to Nick Foles today. So I'll break my own balls, Judas.
It's very noble of you. Very proud of you.
Oh, that's great. Let's go to where we at. Dave in Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Davey.
Andy, thank you for squeezing me in with the regulars. I appreciate that.
What's happening, my brother?
Yeah, very good. Actually, that gentleman made sense. That Stu not Chip Kelly takes Nicky Six out of the game with 9 minutes left, Andy.
Yes, you're right. You guys are right. That was a great point he made.
Yeah, that was a very good point. Hey, before I get down to business, Andrew, I lived in Brigantine for 2 summers. Best kept secret, but do you know what the kryptonite is for the greenhead fly? Flies? The people that live on the island know it, but no one else does. How about Skin So Soft from Avon? It stops them in their tracks.
Really? All right.
Yep.
That's good to know.
Wow. That's
Andy,
all right, man.
I need to pick your brain, okay? That classic game five. Okay, Carpenter against Roy. Which Charlie Manuel blew 15 times over. If he would have just did what he was supposed to, Ryan Howard would have never torn his Achilles heel. But listen to me. I believe Carpenter and Roy came up at the same time with Toronto in 95. Neither of them could get you or Tunis out. They both had ERAs in the high
first
sixes.
Year. Yeah, right.
Yes. Who showed them? And I forget, but both of them, through the grace of God, somebody showed them what they were doing wrong. I can't think. It was Dave Steeb still around? There was a pitcher that corrected them, and of course, their kindred spirits ever since.
Yes. It's a great question. Was it Steve? Also a pitching coach.
God, yeah, Anthony.
There was a pitching coach. Mel Queen.
You got it, my friend. Thank you.
The pitching coach that got both of those guys on track.
Right on. Mel Queen, when he was with the Angels, he threw a pitch that we're pretty sure was loaded up with something. But back then, Anthony, I got to tell you, a horrible encounter I had with the – now, look, I know sports celebrities and regular celebrities from here to Cincinnati, but Curt Schill had a Lamborghini Countach when he came to town. He had the surfer boy good looks. Shonda was really young looking back then. Don't laugh. I'm driving a DeLorean, which was a tin can. All show, no go. Me and my car in a parking lot at a Wawa 322. Here comes Schill in the Lamborghini Countach. Right? So I'm like, what a car, red. Schill says to my girl, young lady, I hope you have a can opener. That's the only way you're going to get out of that tin can. And it was classic, my brother.
Oh, my God.
And Schill had the full head of hair. It was a bleach blonde. It was great. And then I always brought that story up to Schill many times over. He remembers it. He laughs. But Anthony, I want to say this quickly. The main course is the Philadelphia Eagles, okay? They are going to the Super Bowl either against Kansas City or Tennessee. The appetizers are the Sixers, Flyers, and Phillies. Can we steal a title out of those three teams? And I'll hang up, my brother. Thank you for having me on.
I love you, buddy. Always great talking to you. I think Flyers and Sixers have a shot, no? I think you got a shot to steal something. I do. We'll come back. Still another segment to hang. Cause Radio with the Junis. Right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about the uncles for a second. My guys, the uncles. Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, Uncle Greg's daughter, Amanda. Cousin Amanda. So, it's a tough time, right? And you need a car. You need a vehicle. There's only one place to go. You turn to family. You go to Family Autos. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. They've been down here for three generations. I've known Uncle Greg forever. Just great people. And right now, there's incredible deals. I mean, amazing deals. 72 months of 0% financing. All kinds of stuff go for a new vehicle. And the beauty is you can do everything from your house. You go to familyautos.com. You pick out the model you want, you fill out all the paperwork, and they deliver it to your driveway like it's a pizza. It's great stuff. Now, if you also need service or you need parts, they're open at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So they'll return your car pristine condition, fully sanitized. You got any? If you also need service or you need parts, they're open at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So they'll return your car pristine condition, fully sanitized. You got any issues with your wheels, you go to the uncles and you tell them I sent you. And of course, when you go to Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're going to be more than a customer. You're going to be family. Again, familyautos.com, and see the uncles for the great details that end June 1st, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, I hear that crazy, melancholy. Does he not sound like the nicest man?
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yeah.
I go, you know, if I needed my house painted, I would get that guy.
And then I have a beer with him afterward.
He sounds like such a great guy. Like, if I always listen to him talk, I go, huh. If things go wrong, I go paint houses with him.
I heard you paint houses.
Very good.
So that was a movie that I've watched and enjoyed.
I'm impressed.
All man. 3 hours.
I'm impressed. Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nikki.
Gentlemen, that was the craziest thing I heard all day, is that you tuned in, saw 3 hours, 3.5 hours of The Irishman.
Yes.
I didn't expect that.
I'm proud of him, man.
Yeah, that's a saga. That's definitely a saga. Yeah. I'm going to answer two quick questions, actually. Oh, actually, just one. If I had to go live somewhere fictional, it would be West Egg.
West Egg?
Yes. Versus East Egg.
What am I missing? Because I don't know. Man.
The Great Gatsby lived in West Egg.
Wow, you're
and
right.
He looked across the bay to East Egg, where his little tippy was. So, but wow. The real place
Dude,
that I've been to. Yeah.
I'm like, where do I know West Egg? That is so great. Yeah. I'm so proud of you, Nikki. That's a great reference.
Well, no, listen, it's not a great reference. I've just read that book enough times and I'm infatuated with it.
That's great.
That and, Pamplona. I mean, I've actually been to Pamplona. Lily slept in the square, you know, all drunk, during the festival, during the running of the bulls. So that's where I would really want to go live. Yes. It was just dumb luck. I went to see my family in Italy and, I had a friend that lived in Barcelona. He said, hey, come on up for the weekend. And there it's like a flight to New York. It's by the time you get comfortable in your airplane seat, you're already landing in Barcelona. And, so we went out drinking and eating Friday night. Nowadays, you're out to like 2 a.m. because you
oh my god, and the tap is 11 o'clock. Yeah.
So he's like, we're getting up early tomorrow morning. I'm like, dude, I'm on vacation, man. I'm not getting up anywhere. He's like, we have to get up by 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. I'm like, you're insane. And we drove for 5 hours and got to Pamplona, and then we didn't sleep again for basically 2 full days. But it was the best time of my life, actually.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I could drink over there.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible, dude. I love it. That sounds anyway, awesome.
Kind of borrowing? You ain't kind of borrowing today? Really? I take the face for you, man. Gave him a little cred.
Connor Barwin?
Oh, who's the guy? Who's the white defensive end that you hated?
Oh, Gokong.
No, defensive end.
Babin.
Babin.
Babin. You're right. My fault.
Because I didn't mind Gokong thinking, who do I like? Yeah. No, I hate Jay. No, Connor Barwin. I he's a buddy of mine.
You're right. I apologize. You're right. I'm confused, actually. You're right. Connor's cold. Babin's just an ace. Anyway, listen, if Major League doesn't come back, what they don't have when the strike happened the first time is they don't have the youth, and the older generation is all gone now. Like when I become 70, I'll watch baseball just because, like you said, it's almost summertime. But these young kids, we said this a few weeks ago, they'd rather watch somebody else play electronic sports than actually watch real sports.
Yes.
So they're not going to watch MLB if it goes away this year. And but like your very first call of the day, like he said, the gap between a millionaire in baseball and a billionaire as an owner is literally the Pacific Ocean. I mean, they just cut one of your breaks. Andrew said that a couple other teams just literally let their players go and won't allow them to go play for other teams or go sign for another like league as a minor league player. That's just absolutely disgusting. You don't want to pay them. That's cool. But then you can't tell your major league players, we want more money from you. It's insane.
Right. You're right. I agree. Yeah. I completely agree.
Look, you hate the entire discussion overall. I know you said that with the first caller. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, they negotiated in March knowing there's not going to be any fans. And they said, this is what we're going to pay you. And a month later, they thought about it and went, nah, we want to pay you even less. You know?
No, I agree. Like I told that caller, I'm pro labor because
right.
I'm always going to be pro labor. I'm a labor, right. You know, yeah. I'm labor, not owner. So I understand that. However, I don't want to hear it. So it goes back to that point of, you know, again, you're not the guy who's the typical labor, right? You're right, not right, that guy. Exactly.
You're, so, not you or me, all right? You're labor per se, but you're not you and me.
Right.
And look, I'm all over the Lansing. I'm watching Lance Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
No, listen, my dad from day one was like, they're all dopers. He would tell me as a kid. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was right. Yeah. Look, that guy's disgusting. He's one of the most disgusting athletes. And I love that guy. When he came back from cancer, I was like, Lance, cancer, disgusting gentleman. Just disgusting person.
Hey, are you in on Halliday?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
But look, you grew up in the Jordan era, and I hated Jordan like you did because he would just beat us down. But I struggled watching it just because a lot of that stuff we kind of knew, and they did a really good job.
I got to run, baby. I appreciate it. Nicky, always a pleasure. Don't forget. Mike Missanelli Show coming up next in our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. Go to PhiladelphiaHandAndShoulderCenter.com. Everybody, have a great day. We appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. Make it fun. Careful. Be careful. Be safe. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.